USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The White House says it will speed up the processing of asylum claims at the southern border and streamline deportations for those who don't qualify. The moves were part of a 21-point plan released by the administration Tuesday aimed at addressing the surge of migrants at the border, with illegal crossings hitting a 20-year high over the last few months. The plan also calls for the creation of a court docket to deal with asylum claims and the hiring of 100 new judges to move through that docket. And Texas State Representative Jake Elzey defeated fellow Republican Susan Wright in a runoff election to complete the term of late Representative Ron Wright in Texas's 6th Congressional District. With all precincts reporting, Elzey led 53-46%, with Wright conceding the race. She had received the backing of former President Trump in her campaign to finish her late husband's term. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free health care for illegals. Bail out broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce Silver Eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit AssetStrategies.com.
More on one of our top stories as the CDC announced Tuesday that it was adjusting its recommendations when it comes to mask wearing, saying that people in areas with high rates of transmission should wear masks indoors in public settings, even those who are fully vaccinated. Former CDC Director Dr. Tom Frieden tells Fox News that resuming mask wearing in those areas will help slow down the spread of the virus, giving more people time to get vaccinated.
The good news is that our vaccines are working extremely well and that about 80% of the most vulnerable people have been vaccinated already. That means it's not going to be as deadly as the scenes we saw last spring, but still, every death is a preventable death at this point. Almost all of the deaths are in unvaccinated people. So vaccinating can save your life. Wearing masks and tamp down spread, giving time for more people to get vaccinated, and reducing the risk that the infection will spread from one person to another and ultimately reach someone who may die from it.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
The Federal Reserve is in the middle of a two-day meeting discussing its course of action amid inflation and rising consumer prices in the U.S. Senator Pat Toomey says the economy is growing, but the Pennsylvania Republican and chair of the Senate Banking Committee tells Fox News that the Fed should stop pumping money into the economy to help control the rise in inflation.
Prices are up more than they've been in a very, very long time. Inflation is here. It's real. On an annualized basis, the first 6 months of this year, inflation ran over 7%. And that's painful. That's a lot higher than the rate at which people's wages are growing. So people are falling further behind. My worry is that despite this very strong growth, despite this tremendous recovery in employment and really every major economic data point, the Fed keeps pumping money into the economy as though we were in the depths of a severe recession. We are not. Money supply has grown so much and, too many dollars chasing too few goods is exactly the recipe for inflation.
And the federal government says it sold a one-of-a-kind album made by hip-hop group Wu-Tang Clan that was once owned by Martin Scorsese, known as the Pharma Bro. Neither the buyer nor what was paid for the album, titled Once Upon a Time in Shaolin, was disclosed. But the U.S. Attorney's Office in Brooklyn says that the sale of the record satisfied what remained of the $7.4 million forfeiture judgment against Shkreli. He was convicted of securities fraud in 2017 and is currently serving a 7-year prison sentence. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.